This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The corporate story of the day comes to us courtesy of our capacity to believe that what's probably nothing might be something and that that something might be terrible. KKR, the private equity behemoth, is buying WebMD for $2.8 billion. Marketplace's Rima Kreis explains what the deal's all about.
If you're like me, WebMD is that place you go when you have a weird ache and you're convinced it could be life-threatening. But oh no, it is much more than that, says Don Hooker, healthcare IT analyst at KeyBank.
It is not appreciated that WebMD has a professional advertising business.
Two-thirds of that advertising business comes from WebMD's site known as Medscape. This one is for physicians who want to keep up with the latest in their industry. Hooker says it's paid for by advertising from pharmaceutical companies.
And if you're an oncologist, they know where you are, where you specialize. You're volunteering all that information, and then they can target advertising to you.
Hooker says last year, WebMD saw a slowdown in that advertising, which is why it was looking for a buyer.
2016 was an unusually, surprisingly weak year for new drugs coming to market, new drug approvals from the FDA.
KKR will fold WebMD's sites into one of their portfolios that also houses sites like dentalplans.com and allaboutcounseling.com. Charles Rhee is a healthcare analyst at Cowen & Company. He says this deal could allow WebMD to offer its 70 million monthly users more, like, say, the option to schedule a doctor visit to fix that weird ache.
They probably looked at the market and thought about what they would need to do to be a consolidator, to bring those services to the market. And probably thought, doing it on their own was probably a bit of a heavy lift.
It's a smart move, he says, as consumerism, this idea of shopping around, seeps into the healthcare industry. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.